This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by BetMGM. On the BetQL network.
Robinson. Back for the captain, Tyler Adams. Austin McKinney, Des making a big run. It's meant for him. Des is snuck in behind. Des into the middle. Pulisic! Scores! Might have paid the price.
Welcome on in, BetQL Daily, right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawks are with you on a Wednesday. Ton to get to today. Some great guests, including our guy, our soccer guy, Sebastian Salazar, about an hour from now. Ben Brown on the NFL on week 13 for Pro Football Focus. We'll do some NBA today, some NFL stat leaders. We'll look ahead to week 13 games and college football. Our first looks at the big games this weekend in college football. We start, though, with the World Cup, a 1-0 victory. Joe, the United States won, Iran 0, into the round of 16. There was never a doubt in the show. We said it at the end. The United States was winning yesterday. No doubts.
No doubt. No sweat. I mean, this is where you go. If you want to win bets in the World Cup, we gave you a U.S. money line. Yep. I said Pulisic, anytime goal. Got that. BetMGM, plus 230. I should have listened to Paul. Paul said first goal of the game at plus 700. Like, we nailed it. Easy. No sweat. That's what I'm talking about. Captain America coming through. And he's in the hospital bed. What were they calling that? A pelvic contusion. Oh, yeah. That's
terrible.
That's a new way. That's a new way of getting, say you got hit square in the nuts. Like, it's just, you can say that. We all saw what happened. Like, he's going to be ready for Saturday. That's what they're acting like. Man, I would not be ready for Saturday. But we'll see. But, yeah, no, that was great for them to get to the round of 16. Maybe something crazy happens against Netherlands. We'll talk to Sebastian about that coming up in about an hour. But it was cool to see everybody get into it. I don't know if it was the case, Joe G, for your kids. It wasn't for me, but I heard some other schools, like, during school, they stopped school. They stopped class to air the World Cup game in a lot of these classes. That's how big this has gotten.
Wow. Yeah, I don't think they did that here, but my daughter was watching it because she has half-day kindergarten, so she's home with me in the afternoon.
Aww.
So we were watching it. Yeah, it's fun. And they play soccer now, so that they kind of like are into it a little bit. But, Aaron, it was awesome yesterday. Now into the round of 16 against the Netherlands on Saturday.
Yeah, definitely exciting. I think the Netherlands is going to be a tough one, though. I mean, they've been looking like a strong team, but, you know, some of the experts that we've had on the show are, can they live up to the expectations? Are they a bit overrated? So who knows? It's exciting for Team USA, that's for sure.
Yeah, so England and USA advance from the Group B into the round of 16 now. So it's the Netherlands on Saturday, and Netherlands is what, minus 35? Saturday morning, 10 a.m. That's a
Saturday
wake up.
Saturday morning.
Yes.
That sounds like, okay, if we're in our 20s, isn't it just like an excuse to go day of drinking? We're going to go to the bar. We're going to watch the World Cup.
And then,
I mean, are you going to be out there? I mean,
buddy,
you wake up at like 3 p.m. But you go right to college football all day.
First of all.
All day with the championships. That just seems like a 9 a.m. until we stop kind of drinking day.
As soon as the game ended, group chat started firing off. I'll read you one excerpt from the group chat yesterday. As soon as the game ended, so Bar. So bar on Saturday morning. What time? 8 a.m. sharp. Perfect. In.
8 a.m.
2 hours early.
Well, that's 1 hour time. Here. Yeah.
Okay. I was gonna say. Oh my gosh. I'd be out of there.
It's still really early. It's still early. Yeah.
It's gonna be a good day.
But so are you staying there for college football all day?
So there were a couple ideas floated around. We were invited by a group to one like soccer bar downtown. We were invited to another soccer bar that's down the street from us. So there's options. We're getting our options together, and then we're going to decide.
So the final games on Saturday are at 8 Eastern, right? Then that's the Michigan Purdue game, and it's the Clemson North Carolina game. Now, if I started with this path that Jake's going to be on, I'd be done by 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, I'd be out. I'd even be asleep at 2 o'clock. I'd pass out. But not. We're not young anymore.
Yeah. Let's be real about this. Jake's going to start with the Pac-12 championship on Friday night and roll right in.
Just roll right into it.
Monday's show. Until Monday morning.
The nice thing is we had practice with this last Saturday when we got up for Illinois Northwestern, and we had to make the hour train ride commute. Oh. So we already did this once this past weekend. So we're in practice now. This is all just the buildup for Team USA. We're ready.
Look at that. How many beers on the train ride up? How many beers on the train ride up? That feels like a great opportunity.
Yeah, my number was 3. Other people kept it 2. You know, because we knew we had a marathon day, so we were trying to spread out a little bit. But, you know, it was good.
That's good. I see what Jake did there. He went out of his way to bring Illinois into the conversation right before Paul cracks his mic, because that was a sickening display. I mean, my God, the Orange should be embarrassed of yourself. Embarrassed. They score 44.
I've been embarrassed for a year. Apparently no one up there is, though. It's a disgrace. They deserve everything this year. I want them to go 0 for the season. I don't know. Have they won a game? I don't know. Lose the rest of your games, get blown out, go 0 for the season against the spread. He deserves everything.
They're 3-4 on the season, 0-6 ATS this year.
Yeah, oh, I went
go
to,
0 against the spread.
I was on Syracuse.com. The headline was the best. Rock bottom already. It's still November.
This is not rock bottom.
Paul's right.
This is not rock bottom. No, because I would not call this rock bottom. No, this is not. They lost. That was a 30-point loss to, like, what, a top 20 team?
Yeah.
This is going to get worse. Like, they can't hang with the top. We know that. It's going to get real gross, and they should. Bayham and all his enablers deserve to just make absolutely the worst kind of history this year.
Speaking of which, epic, the broadcast was loving Bayham. Like, they were just
every broadcast. Every broadcast just. But
somehow Buddy came up again, too. Like, there were about 3-4
minutes.
Is he
a player coach now? Is he a grad assistant?
It was
like,
wild.
Is there another Bayham coming? Like, is he hanging out for the next Bayham to come so he can do 4 more years? What are we doing?
Oh, gosh.
Like, ran the program into the ground. I don't know.
Jay, could you imagine if Sky Clark? Coaching? Imagine if Sky Clark didn't go 0-10. Like, it would have been really, really ugly.
Yeah, really. Imagine if he didn't start 5-23 from 3.
Do you know how many shots Syracuse hit in the game last night? It was a basketball game. They played for 40 minutes.
10.
We're all sure.
They hit 15 shots the entire night.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, that's hard to do. You close your eyes and hit 15 shots.
So were we just joking around, or was that a real big hat bet last night?
I'll be waiting for my big hat.
Yeah. I'll get a big hat, whatever. I'm going to talk to Mitch this week, but I'll get a big hat, and then I'll probably get another one for Joe G on Sunday. This is the holiday season. I'm just giving out big hats to everyone.
You get a big hat. You get a big hat.
Get Aaron
you might
a
as well just
big
get
hat.
Me and Joe up one while you're at it.
I have a follow-up.
Joe, call your own big hat. Yeah, what do you want?
So in the – well, I'm with you on Jacksonville this week, so it can't be that one. Yeah, which one are you betting, the Eagles game, or no? You're doing the Jaguars Lions for the big hat.
Jaguars Lions.
Right?
Who wants an Eagles big hat when you can get a Lions or a Jaguars big hat?
Yeah, come on.
Okay,
a Jaguars hat would smack for sure. That would be awesome.
Okay, so why did I have a question? Why did you suggest in the chat when you realized you're going to have to get Jake a big hat, a pineapple one?
I just thought, you know, Feliz Navidad, kind of holiday season. Could have been. Okay. I just think it'd be a good look for Jake.
So, like, really? I didn't think about it until late. I didn't think about it until later. But do you guys know what it means if you walk up to a home and you see the pineapple outside the front door?
I don't know what that means.
I thought that was a gnome.
It's a swingers. It's a swinger sign. Yep. So I'm like, wait a second. Did Paul just try to tell us something?
I was saying Jake should make a statement.
I didn't know how to respond because he said Jake should make a statement. And I was like, do I give off those kind of vibes? Like, is that what I'm like putting out there? Apparently.
I don't know. I was obviously not thinking straight after the, you know, another epic embarrassment. So,
I know we wanted to get to Paul's football. Thing. Yeah, but Joe, how did you know? Did you accidentally knock on a door not realizing what you were knocking on?
Exactly. Why are you an expert on pineapple?
Now we're
asking the real questions. Club field.
I learned about this a year or two ago because I had no idea. A friend of mine, we were out drinking, and he brought it up because he saw it at somebody else's house that he knows of, and he was wondering that exact thing. So then I was like, wait, why did he want a pineapple? That's
now Joe has just been walking around the neighborhood looking for pineapples.
I'm looking. Need some excitement in my life, in this suburban life. Oh my God. Switch things up.
All right. Never mind. We figured out what big hat we're getting Joe-O. All right.
Yeah, Jake, Joe's getting the pineapple
we're
hat.
We're sending it to Joe-O.
I'm going through Target, walking around with the big pineapple. Hey.
Head on a swivel.
Couples are just coming up to you takers? Left and right.
Any takers?
Yeah, Joe's walking out of Target.
Any other
with
pineapples
like...
walking around?
Any other pineapples walk? Joe was walking out of Target with like 12 new phone numbers in his pocket after wearing the pineapple big hat.
I guess that's the place to go. Yeah, for the pineapple people, Target's the place. Yeah, probably good. All right.
I think everybody goes there.
Let's hit on the college football rankings last night. Georgia 1, Michigan 2, TCU 3, USC 4, Ohio State 5, Alabama 6. What do we make of that? Ohio State 5, Alabama 6. Because, you know, we've thrown out the idea. You guys had it Monday. I tailed you yesterday, 40-1 Alabama. Neither will play this weekend, right? So if it's 5-6 Ohio State, Bama, are they telling us that if there's only one upset this weekend, not two, Bama's dead and Ohio State's in?
That's the question. Okay, so when I looked at the updated title odds this morning, I was shocked. So sitting at 6, I was hoping for 5 for Bama, but sitting at 6 is what we expected. That's what we saw in the AP poll. And you have a 2-loss Alabama team compared to 1 for Ohio State. Now you can break it down and say, hey, well, that 1 loss was by a few scores and the 2 Bama losses were close and they were on the road. And 1 was in overtime. I'm not sure that this is settled. So the committee made the statement last night that they have Ohio State above Bama. But can they come back next week if TCU or USC lose? And they're only 2.5, 3-point favorites. So they're kind of saying it's pretty close to a pick 'em. They could lose. So if one loses, did they make the statement that Ohio State is in? That if TCU is out, USC is out, either one of them, that Ohio State's in and Bama would be out? Or like what? Are they saying that Bama's only way in is TCU and USC both losing? I found that interesting. And I was surprised to see this morning that we were talking about the 40-1s yesterday that were available on Bama. I see an 80-1 out there on Bama. So the odds maker said what the message received from the committee was Bama has very little chance of making it in. I don't know. I think TCU and USC could both end up losing this weekend, and that would be a ton of chaos.
Should we double down on our Alabama? Now we're getting even better value.
All right, Are you guys surprised they went in that order?
A little bit. Off of what Aaron said, what do we need to happen for Alabama to win the title? Okay, let's just play it out. USC needs to lose this weekend. TCU needs to lose this weekend. Alabama needs to beat Georgia, and then Alabama needs to beat the Michigan, whoever they play winner. Right? That's the path?
Right. Right. Can Michigan go to 1? they demolish Purdue and George is in a tight game against LSU, or no?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, maybe. I'm
thinking the committee probably doesn't want to have Georgia, Bama in the semis. That's my thought.
Probably not. All right, we haven't entertained.
Or are they just dead? Are they just dead? Like, what if they both lose? Does one of them still get in over Bama in the four spot? Ohio State moves up.
It's the only Bama avenue here to a playoff. TCU and USC both losing. Is that the statement that was made last night?
I think so. But if they both lose, Alabama's getting in because a two loss Alabama beats a two loss USC, and they beat a one loss TCU. Right, they're in. It's not crazy that they get in.
No, it isn't. I, Aaron, to answer your question, I kind of was thinking the same thing.
I'm doing it right now. I found that 80 and I'm in.
So what if it's, so we're talking about two Big Ten, two SEC in the playoff. Think that can really happen?
Well, didn't they tell us last night though, Ohio State is in? Ohio State is sitting pretty right now. All they need is one upset and they slide in.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
One loss Ohio State beats a one loss TCU, yeah, and a two loss USC, certainly, yeah. I think the big story last night is, yes, we could double down on Bama, but Ohio State's smiling right now. They got their butts kicked, and they're still going to go to the playoff, you know, if something good happens to them this weekend. If they get one break, they are in. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth, up next, NFL Power Rankings are 1 through 5. Our five best teams of pro football right now. We'll do it next on the BetQL Network.